Proclamation number 7045 be dated the February 20th, 1958. The adversary's works of deception. Apparitions. A very special trick by my adversary is to entice people to displace me from their thoughts such that he presents them with other gods, that he awakens the idea in them that these gods should serve people as a bridge to me, that they thus owe it to the favor of these gods if I graciously draw close to them, and that people then would have to do everything to ensure the favor of these gods first. Because all those you place next to me, whom you ask for intercession with me, are idols. You should take the direct path to me, for that is the purpose and goal of your life. When you know what your past sin was, you will also know that this sin can only be put right by the opposite. Your past sin was your conscious separation from me. Thus you have to establish the conscious relationship with me and thereby recognize your past sin and also acknowledge it to me. No other beings, no matter how enlightened they are, can take this past sin away from you, and I can never accept their appeal on your behalf, because the change of will has to be your very own effort, and you have to approach me myself voluntarily, since only then can your voluntarily destroyed bond be re-established. Hence my adversary uses a cunning weapon to prevent this return to me, the conscious relationship with me, for as long as possible, or to prevent it completely by making you believe that you can reach your goal in a roundabout way. He uses this weapon on those who still have enough good will not to reject every religious doctrine, and who can easily be deceived. For he wants to mislead people's thoughts, he wants to gain time, he wants to obstruct the path to me. And for this reason he invented the misguided teaching about intercession from beyond and found and told followers. People can certainly help poor souls in the beyond through intercession, because such intercession is evidence of love for those souls, which is already sufficient for me to give strength to these souls, since I value the love of a person very highly. However, intercession by the beings of light is an entirely different matter. All these beings love abundantly, and they truly also have the power to help all people. But due to their abundance of love, they also have abundant wisdom. They all know of the original sin, they know of my plan of salvation since eternity, they know the purpose and goal of earthly life. They know by what means the fallen being will be able to return to me, by what means it can regain its original state. And this knowledge will never ever persuade them to liberate people from their sinful state without authority. On the other hand, their love for all unredeemed spirits is too great to deny help to a being. But their love for me is far greater. And therefore they would never take precedence in people's thoughts, they will only aim to direct their thoughts to me in the knowledge that the person has to establish the bond with me first if he is to be helped to achieve beatitude. Thus it will never be the light beings' will that you should take the path to them and waste precious time, which is intended for your return to me. And these beings of light will even less support misguided teachings by appearing to people themselves. But this deception is used by my adversary, and in order to increase the darkness he flashes deceptive lights. He counts on the darkened spiritual state of people who do not remember my words, "You shall have no other gods before me, you shall not make for yourself a graven image to pray to." Single quote. The purest and most hallowed being, who is the childbearer of my earthly body, will never encourage people to petition her, because her love for me is infinite, and she seeks to direct all once apostatized beings back to me, because she, too, loves these beings and would like to support their return to me. and especially this supremely holy being has in Lucifer the harshest adversary, who does not shy away from using her image for his plans, who will always let this image emerge as a satanic work of deception when there is a risk that his gamble might be recognized, when misguided teachings are doubted and a small light wants to break through. Then my adversary steps into action again and uses means which instantly strengthen his power once more, because deepest darkness will be spread across those humans who become entrapped due to the fact that they exercise too little love in order to kindle a light in themselves, which would truly bring enlightenment and let them find the right path, the direct path to me. 20th of the 2nd, 1958. If only people lived more within love, such spiritual confusion and mistakes could not arise because they would be recognized as such. But especially people who allow themselves to be impressed by external occurrences are the least inwardly active. Thessal's life is more or less determined by worldly events, even if they wear the cloak of religious activities. People's senses are occupied and the soul will be dulled. And therefore my adversary has an easy game. People are taken in by his activity and yet they could see through him and notice it if the hearts were filled by love, because love is light to and illuminates the human being's spirit. This is the reason why the masses support my adversary's deception and present it as truth which originated from me. Just a small amount of knowledge would make people realize the futility of apparitions which can never be compatible with my divine plan of love and salvation. My earthly mother will never want to be the center of events which stop the masses from taking the direct path to me. She will never try to draw people's attention and thoughts to herself, because it would be the same as slighting me, to whom she gives all her love and devotion. As a result of my adversary's influence, people have adopted a completely wrong attitude. They themselves created gods next to me, and they dance around these gods but do not remember the one God, from whom they once apostatized and to whom they have to return of their own free will. They direct their will wrongly because my adversary knows how to place deceptive lights before their eyes, because he himself hides behind the disguise and thus demands divine admiration of people. He puts these apparitions into motion. He also tries to take advantage of genuine visions by truly devout people for his purposes by inciting the masses to believe that an exceedingly sacred and pure being had revealed itself, although it would never manifest itself in this manner. But people want to believe it and cannot be prevented to do so. But a light shall also always be given to you who desire the pure truth. You should not let it baffle you because my adversary will yet cause other things to happen, and he will always aim to get the masses on his side. This should already be an indication to you who hides behind usual activities and appearances, for I will always work away from the public eye, and even my messengers of light will never make themselves the center of attraction. Yet only little attention is given to my activity, my adversary's activity, however, will always move the whole world, which already gives evidence of him and thereby he can also be recognized. Amen.